This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hey everyone, I'm Ezra Zion.
And I'm Uma Pagan Ampake Pagan.
It's the evening edition. Now, first up on the hour, a controversy over the official use of languages. Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng defends his stance in a Facebook statement made entirely in Chinese without translation. We'll get into it very, very shortly.
Also coming up in the hour, we're going to be playing Name That Tune. We play you a snippet and you guess the song and artist. Here is today's challenge. Well, okay, I thought it was going to be slightly longer than that. But first person to get it right picks up a world-famous bulging BFM goodie bag with something extra special in it. The Social Group of Restaurants has a gift for you. It's an exclusive membership card preloaded with 30 ringgit ready for you to spend at any one of their brand outlets.
So wait for your cue to call. And don't forget, it's Talk Back all day. We want to hear from you. You can call us at 03-771-09000. WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. Also tweet us on BFM Radio. All of that coming up on the evening edition.
Be free minded. BFM 89.9.
Right, it's 5:06 p.m. on a rainy Monday evening.
Indeed, it is.
Yep, and we're going to take a look at this story about, I guess, a couple of statements that were made by the finance minister Lim Guan Eng. So I'm going to try and get the timeline right.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, there was a trilingual statement.
Correct.
Made by the Ministry of Finance. And it was done in English, Malay, and Mandarin.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I think there was a reclarification on Facebook that was made in Mandarin. What was it about, Uma?
So, so the statement was about the TRX, right? Tun Rasa Exchange, right? And I think the issue was that it was that the clarification was in Mandarin and Mandarin alone and not in BM or English as well, or at least in particular not in BM.
Right.
Right. However, the original statement was in all three languages.
Right.
So I'm having trouble kind of understanding this outrage.
Well, so there's been quite a lot of outrage on social media. You had, Amir Ali Maidin, who owns the Maidin hypermarket chain, saying that all statements when released in Malay should be first in Bahasa Melayu, then English, then any other language necessary. There's this sort of anecdote about, you know, if you're in London, then I presume you release it in English first, then the translation can be in Bahasa Mandarin or French or blah, 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 blah.
Now, I don't understand the logic, of course, in releasing the justification only in Mandarin.
Right.
So I would assume that if you've released a statement about the TRX in three languages, then you would probably release the justification in three languages as well.
Right. Because you've already done the hard work with the official press release.
Correct. So I'm not sure about the logic of that, because the logic then behind the justification seems to be driven by one of exclusion, because you are excluding two major languages.
Yeah.
So
here's what happened as a result of the outrage as well. Lim Guan Eng said that, his critics were making racist accusations that, he said that this new Malaysia is an inclusive, respectful and diverse country. While safeguarding the status of Malay as an official language, we also need to master the use of other languages in order to increase our competitiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about and referencing the federal constitution as well, in the spirit of the constitution, what is wrong with issuing a translated press release in Chinese or other languages?
Okay, so practically speaking, it's a good thing, right? Because for the most part, I know that I do not trust people to translate these things by themselves.
Right. So some of the message and the nuances get lost, perhaps.
Exactly. So the safest way, if you want your message to get across in as precise a way as possible, is for you to provide the translations, right? So on the face of it, it seems like a really good idea.
However,
I guess
I'm trying to take into sort of the context of, this new Malaysia, where we also have in Lim Guan Eng, the first Chinese finance minister
in about 45 years or something like that.
And perhaps the symbolism of and the relationship with language as well, perhaps, and it's sort of contributed to this outrage.
And I think that's where this outrage is coming from. I think at the heart of it, it feels like people are saying, how far can we push it? How much Malaysia Baru is too much Malaysia Baru, right? Hold your horses, slow it down a little, because there are voices on the other side that are using any excuse possible, including people from his own party. I mean, right. We know Anwar Ibrahim has made statements going, oh, well, he should be careful. Oh, you know, he's Chinese.
Right.
And so, you know, so there are voices that are using this to actually undermine whatever good work you might be doing. So, you know, how much is too much?
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, let's try and make sense of
this. We're going to try and make sense of it. Can I just say one more thing?
Go on.
Trilingual statements, blah-de-blah-de-blah-de-blah. I don't see Tamil anywhere there. Have we forgotten that one part of our population, a rather major minority in our population, happens to be Tamil-speaking Indians? But no, nobody seems to care, do they? No Tamil.
Let me tell you this. I'm surprised it took you 5 minutes.
I was holding it on the Tamil front. Tweeting Lim Guan Eng as we speak.
I mean, okay. So there's...
No one cares.
There's more than one issue, clearly. Now in play, we have on the line Ahmad Fuad Rahmat from Project Dialogue. He's also the host of our night school program here at BFM. Fuad, thanks for joining us. So talking about the statements made by the finance minister and this sort of trilingual format, one individual who's been quoted on this matter for quite a bit was Maiden hypermarket boss Amir Ali Maiden, saying that all statements released in Malaysia must use Bahasa Malaysia first and foremost, then English, and then if necessary, any other language. Is that something that you agree with?
I think so. I think that's a fair expectation, given that the minister is to represent all Malaysians. And Guan Eng himself emphasized, you know, I think a couple of times already, at least in his new ministerial post, that, you know, he's Malaysian first. So the fact that he chose to make that statement in Chinese contradicts that a bit. Although I don't think there's anything, you know, malicious about it. I think it was an amateur mistake. It's just a whole other level of accountability that he has to account for at this level. So I just see it as teething problems, you know, him adjusting to a new capacity.
Would there be any scenario at all where it's acceptable for Guan Eng to make a statement only in Chinese?
Not in this post. I don't think at a national level that he can do that anymore. You know, I know that strategically he's had to do that to respond to his party's grassroots, maybe. But I think he has to know that he, you know, all eyes are on him, and there are levels to politics that he can't simply adopt the same mode that he had before to a position that has to, you know, basically speak to everyone, you know. So, I'm not an absolutist. I think there are times when you might have to adapt and code switch or whatever, but not at the formal position as a finance minister. It's also important to point out it's not an ideological demand, you know, to use Bahasa or English. I mean, Bahasa is just more widely understood than Chinese. So it just reaches a wider audience. It, you know, it strikes as being quite impractical if he really wants to insist on using Chinese, whatever he feels like it. So there's also a practical consideration here in that Bahasa is still, you know, the most widely understood, by and large, you know, language in the country. So that's that as well.
Fuad, I guess the interesting point here is that, as you mentioned, Lim Guan Eng has identified himself as a Malaysian first rather than Chinese first. This was mentioned in a press conference immediately after May 9th. And in his post written in the Chinese language, he defended himself by saying that in Malaysia Baru, we should celebrate multilingualism as one of our unique traits. Is there some sort of contradiction there?
I don't think that's a contradiction necessarily, but if he is really serious about that, then he should really push for actual concrete measures to make sure that happens at all levels of government. That means, you know, for that to hold consistently, every official running the bureaucracy should know Mandarin and Tamil as well, you know. So I wonder if that's just a defensive statement on his part or if he really means that, right? So if he really means that, then it's something that he should really push for. And I think that's not a bad idea. You know, Malaysia can be a unique example to the world in that regard. But it seems to me that that's just an excuse now to extinguish the controversy. So I've never heard him, you know, propose something at that level. It seems like it's just something that he's trying to give as a way to justify what he did. And I don't think that's very convincing.
So in your opinion, do you think this is a faux pas that we can overlook, or do his actions have any deeper implications?
It's a small matter at the end of the day. You know, it's just one, I think, oversight. And I think people will move on, like most online controversies, you know. And I trust that he's dynamic enough to learn and be more careful next time in terms of how he presents his statements and who's watching. You know, the whole country is watching every day. And the discourse now is so intense, expectations are a lot higher. So he has to adjust to the pace. And I think this is a slip up that, you know, hopefully is a learning moment for everybody.
Well, hopefully so. Fuad, thank you very much for your thoughts. That was Ahmad Fuad Rahmat. Catch him on Night School every Thursday at 9 p.m. I think what caught my ear about what Fuad just shared with us, it's the scrutiny of the finance minister at this national level.
Yes.
That in any sort of statement that he makes, the tone of his press releases, you know, there was a talk about the use of the language that wasn't befitting of the Ministry of Finance. It is an interesting sort of scenario to observe about how the public is responding to each and every turn.
So that being said, I think the finance minister in a new Pakatan Harapan government would have been under scrutiny no matter what, who that finance
absolutely.
Minister was, just because the last finance minister was such a sham, right?
Yeah.
And was... And because of that, everyone's eyes were going to be on this. But let's be realistic. The fact that it happens to be someone of Chinese descent in Malaysia does play a factor.
Yeah.
We're not colorblind.
Yep.
We're not racially blind. I mean, it's as simple as that, right?
It's Malaysia baru, but not that baru.
It's not that baru, right? So for everyone around, I think this is still something that's, for the opposition, this is something that's an easy target and someone to pick at. And like what Fuad said, it's him getting used to his new capacity. They're not very good at optics yet, this new government, right?
Right, right.
With the exception of maybe Dr. Mahathir, because he's an old hand at this. All the new guys, and there's another story we're going to be talking about in a bit about foreign chefs and a minister making a silly statement.
Yeah.
They're not very good at the optics yet.
Yeah, well, we're going to find out a little bit more on this story. But folks, stay tuned to the Evening Edition. We'll be right back after these messages on BFM 89.9.
Tamil. Tamil is what we need.
All right. Here's some music. But the car's coming right out.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.